questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is your host Musa al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you to the studio and, of course, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Today, dear Sheikh, we'll be talking about some of the sins that we face on an everyday basis. Some of these sins, of course, they are dependent upon the environment we live in. For example, some sins are more prevalent in some countries in relation to other countries. Some sins are more prevalent, for example, in universities, in high schools, in clubs, in certain areas, and so on and so forth. One such sin that we are actually facing more and more today is the sin of masturbation. And this sin, of course, there are many reasons that we, inshallah, will be talking about today, but one of these reasons is the environmental factor, i.e. we are talking about the state of the hijab that one Muslim lives in.
Sure.
As a Muslim who lives in a society that's unfortunately constantly, I don't want to say developing, but regressing for the worse, moving further and further away from Islamic ideals, or no, I live in a Western country who doesn't even have these Islamic ideals, how can I as a Muslim avoid these sins, and specifically masturbation?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, we have a lot of ways for prevention of this grave sin that you mentioned for the masturbation. I believe that first point is to understand that, physically speaking, mentally speaking, you can find a lot of damage and harms for the body of human being. We have to understand that. Unfortunately, maybe some people are ignorant about the harms of the masturbation. Please check it online. You can find a lot of physicians that have been talking about this issue.
Right.
And they describe all harms attached to this masturbation. Let me count some of them. For example, it has depression and the weakness of the body. Weakness in having some kind of, legal sexual relationship with your wife,
with your partner
in future, because it causes a lot of weakness in your body. You cannot have the normal sexual intercourse with your partner in future. We cannot have that. And then we have the anxiety, agitation, disturbance of mind, and so on and so forth. You may name that.
Exactly. We have actually psychologists who've even went out and termed, if you've heard perhaps of a porn addiction, they've actually called this a mental disorder.
Yes.
And as you've mentioned, it doesn't only cause physical problems, mostly it causes psychological problems for yourself. And there's very interesting studies that have been done on this, but also for your partner. Because one of these, we must talk about this in detail. I apologize if it gets a bit graphic, but we must talk about this, dear Sheikh.
Sure.
One of these problems that it poses for you and your future partner is that you will not be satisfied with what you will see.
Exactly.
Because you have developed a very specific interest, a fetish called what you want, that you can only achieve sexual satisfaction by seeing that or doing that.
Exactly. And this is a point.
Exactly. And an extension of that, you've also done it in a very specific manner. I do not want to go too much into detail, but for example, you skip some important part of the whole process with your partner and you just want to go to the end because your brain has been programmed in such a manner. And this, dear listeners, if they want to look further into this, they can go and look about how our brains have been affected by social media at large. We become we seek feedback and new stimuli, and we constantly want something new, a new distraction. Dear listeners, we cannot stress this enough. I apologize, dear Sheikh, for taking or interrupting you. We cannot stress this enough. Masturbation and this porn addiction doesn't only affect and harm yourself, it will be a disaster for your future relations as well.
Exactly. Thank you very much. It was a very nice explanation that you offer. You know that not only masturbation, all abnormal relationship that human being has, like, for example, homosexuality and different kind of, you know, unfortunate relationship that we have, all of that, because they are abnormal, they cause lots of, you know, problems for your future, you know, relationship with your husband or with your, you know, wife.
Right.
You know that unfortunately I see, I went and checked online, some people, some theologists, so-called theologists, maybe pseudo-theologists, they try to justify such abnormal let's say relationship. I don't know how this, you know, people.
What do they say, dear Sheikh?
Unfortunately, I do not want to, you know, go to the detail of that. But unfortunately, especially, for example, about the homosexuality.
Right.
This is not the topic of our discussion. But unfortunately, they want to justify. They want to, you know.
Make it lawful.
It lawful. And they want to support the idea. But I was wondering how these people, they call themselves theologists or scientist people. Right. And unfortunately, they are ignorant about the harms and the, you know, disastrous, you know, harms that it has to the, even the body and the mental health
continue,
of the human being.
Yeah, we can continue talking about the harms for so long.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
We encourage our dear listeners, if you do not want to listen, take it from us. Also because you not want to continue only speaking about the harms, you want to talk how we can prevent it, you can simply go online and search and find out for yourself. Western atheist scientists, if you want to call them that, they've called this a mental disorder, porn addiction, masturbation. It is unhealthy. We have some who say, no, it can be healthy, but those are the minority. But now that we kind of get we kind of understand the danger of such a sin, such an act. Dear Sheikh, what are the ways that we can employ to prevent falling into this sin? Especially for Muslims, for example, who live in the US, who are bombarded with people without hijab, but also even in our Islamic societies, in Arabic countries, in Iran, we see some stuff. How can we combat this?
First step for the prevention of that and is kind of, you know, let's say, cure for that is to have the decent marriage. Whether you can have the, you know, permanent marriage or temporary marriage within the Islamic, you know, laws, you can have that, and it is one of the best because you know, Noble Prophet Muhammad, he said that if you have marriage, then you can safeguard your religion. Okay.
Right. Half of your religion.
At least half of your religion have been safeguarded. So now it is maybe marriage is one of the best ways for the prevention of such disorderment.
Right. But for many people, marriage is not possible for multiple reasons. So what can we do for people who cannot get married, dear Sheikh?
If it is what was not possible for you, first step is to control your eyes. It is very important, especially via the social media, as you mentioned, some of the unfortunate
Instagram
problems.
Now we have program TikTok. Before that we had Vine, I believe, so many different programs.
Exactly. It is very important to have some kind of observation or control of your eyes. It is very important. And then not to eat too much food. Okay, to try to make your stomach a little bit, empty of food and drinking.
Right. Of course, we're saying because people who have a lot of energy, they also have a lot of energy for some other activity.
Yes.
So we do not want to say starve yourself, but fasting, dear Sheikh, is actually a recommended way.
Exactly. Or fasting, if it was possible for you, because we have a lot of recommendations for fasting.
Right.
But if you do not want to fast, at least eat a little food, not too much, not to fill
right.
your stomach and your bellies with lots of food.
And definitely don't eat sugary foods. And foods that...
Oily, sugary, yeah.
Yes, that actually leads to an increase in lust.
Yes. Another point is to engage yourself with a study, okay? Going to mosque, Husseiniyas, and to have some kind of exercise,
Right, physical exercise is also a good one.
Physical exercise is very important. And try not to be alone. For example, go for the visitation of your, brothers in faith. As I mentioned, go to the mosque. Go, for example, for the, public services.
Right.
Just be in public. Try to, talk to people. Be more sociable.
Yeah. So basically distract yourself.
Exactly. Just to engage yourself. And as you mentioned, distract yourself from thinking on sexual issues. And not to arouse yourself, not to think about sexual issues. And try to distract your mind of the, some sexual issues and, whisperings of Satan. It is very important. How? By remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important. Try to engage in remembrance of Allah.
Sheikh, you said that one should try to engage in dhikr, in remembering Allah. How does one go about this practically? Like, is it enough to just think about Allah, or is there a special dhikr one can recite? Or is it just remind yourself that Allah is watching? As simple as that.
Most important dhikr is as-salah, is to pray on time. It is wala dhikrullahi akbar. One of the greatest remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to pray on time. Your obligation, your obligated prayers,
right.
Pray it on time. It is very important. Okay, to have some kind of control on your sexual, temptation. And another point is to remember that in different narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those people who have masturbation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at them massively. And in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not talk to them. Okay. ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَلَا يَنْدُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يُذَكِّهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not talking to them, do not look at them mercifully, and do not purify them, and there is a great chastisement in the day of judgment. One of them is those people who have masturbation.
Dear Sheikh, we will have to continue this discussion another time because we are unfortunately out of time. I thank you for joining us today, dear Sheikh, and I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن. الآن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن